If you and your family are taking a trip to the Orlando area this year, your little ones deserve to stroll in style. Lugging a stroller from home can be an annoying and frustrating part of the first leg of your journey, and renting those hard plastic strollers from Disney theme parks can be both costly and uncomfortable for your kids. Well, I'm here to tell you about the solution to your child transport problems, and that's Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is a Disney-featured stroller and crib provider that does exactly what you're looking for at a great price. Not only is it less expensive than renting a stroller from the theme parks themselves, but these are padded luxury models with features like drink holders, canopies, storage baskets, and more. What's more, you keep this stroller with you for your entire trip, whereas park-rented strollers, you gotta return them before you leave the park that day. This is gonna make those late-night post-fireworks bus stop queues so much easier, and dad's shoulders are gonna thank you for it. So, how does it work? You just go to kingdomstrollers.com and make your selection on the stroller or crib that's right for your child. Just let the good folks over there know a great time for delivery and pickup and where you'll be staying. You can pick your stroller or crib up from the luggage stand at your resort and then drop them back off there at the end of your stay. So pack light, leave your stroller at home, and save up to a whopping 50% versus park price stroller rentals when you visit kingdomstrollers.com.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men in the Mouse, episode 111 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on June the 6th, 2016. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Disney universe beyond it. My name is Kevin Kessler, and I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Kevin?
What's going on?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Nothing much. Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day. And we want to share that magic with you. So pull up a chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones, and let's experience the magic together. Pete.
Kevin.
Been a while.
Yeah, what's been going on?
It's been a while. The last couple weeks, don't worry, guys. Like, Pete and I didn't get in a fight or anything. You know, like, the show's back, obviously. You're listening to it right now. Calm down. The first week, the week of the 25th was... my book came out. And so, I was dealing with last minute stuff for that. And, which, by the way, Rocinante fantasy action adventure novel, available now in, ebook and paperback, formats. If you want to get a copy of it, you can head over, to Amazon, where you can buy both of the formats. It's also available in ebook, Barnes and Noble Nook, iBooks, and other, ebook retailers. But if you want a signed copy, you can actually buy that. It's the same price. You just send me a message through my Facebook page, facebook.com/KevinJKesslerAuthor. So that happened, and then Girlfriend X was down for vacation, as was my brother. So, I was busy with them constantly. But we had a really, really good time. Like, some stuff that I tried for the first time that I want to talk about today during the course of the show.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and then the next week was Memorial Day, and you had a house full of people.
That's true.
Yeah. And also, I'm now a full-time Uber driver down here in Orlando.
Ubering it?
Yeah. I've always said that Uber is the best way to get around down here now, just because it seems like the buses are kind of running even slower than usual now. Like, I've been getting that complaint from a lot of people. So if any Two Men in the Mouse listeners are ever down here, now that I'm doing this full time, if you're going to Uber anyway, just shoot me a message via my Facebook page, or on the Two Men in the Mouse group, or the Two Men in the Mouse Facebook page. Let me know when and where, and I'll come get you, get in the car. You can order the Uber ride in the car, and you've got me as a driver. So, if you're in Orlando, you're taking an Uber ride anyway, might as well be someone that you kind of know. Even though I'm,
I was going to ask if people request you.
People can't request me like through the app, but if they get in touch with me and tell me when and where, I can meet them. And then, because when you order a ride on Uber, it pings the closest driver to you. So if you're in my car when you order the ride, then I'm the closest one to you.
You would hope so.
I would hope so. Otherwise, there's somebody hiding in the trunk, and that's never a good thing.
Right.
but yeah, so like I'd be happy to you know, cart our listeners around Orlando, and you know, and when you Uber drive with me, Pete, it's like a full like tour. Like I'm. That's the fun thing about it. Like I love like driving with folks. Like I had people from Scotland and people from England today, and Wales. Like, and I was showing them all over Orlando, basically, like pointing things out. Like that's the Orlando Eye, and this is Universal, and Disney does this, and Disney does that. And did you know about this solar facility here on Disney property? So like, yeah, lots of cool stuff.
But what if people don't want? Like people just want. Like a nice, comfortable ride.
Usually, I'll say like, "Hey, how are you?" And like, if I feel like they're not responsive,
right,
I just stop.
Right.
So, I will say one thing, Pete, to any listeners that are looking to come aboard the Two Men and the Mouse Express, I guess we'll call it.
Right.
Wear deodorant. It would be appreciated.
Interesting. Is that a rule in Kevin's car?
Well, I can't tell passengers that they have to smell good to get in my car, but I would appreciate it because some of them really don't. So it's the worst. It's like when I have someone in there with like that smells really bad and they get out and the car still kind of smells like it. And my next rider gets in and looks at me like, "Oh, really, buddy?" And I'm just like, "It wasn't me."
You need like one of those like sprays for in your car.
Yeah, I'm getting a thing of Febreze for it. But anyway. Yeah, so that's a little. So, what's going on with you? Anything new?
I don't have anything that exciting going
on. Like nothing to report.
Well, I mean, you know, same old, same old. Running my shop, and you know, Abby's birthday is on Thursday, so I got stuff always going on in my house.
Nice.
But,
you guys doing a big party?
No, not a crazy party. I don't know. Just keeping it low key. We went to go see Lion King 2 weeks ago on Broadway.
How was it? I mean, you've seen it before.
I have. My kids have never gone since it was their first Broadway show.
How'd they like it? First Broadway show ever for both of
them. Yeah, first Broadway show.
And Ethan's into the stage now, so.
Yeah, he's very into it. So we could have had a better time.
I called that years ago. I said Ethan would be good.
You did. You did. I will say, driving into Manhattan on the Saturday night of Memorial Day weekend, not fun.
No. That's why you take the train like a civilized person.
Right. Unfortunately, it was like 95 that night. And everyone in my family was dressed wonderfully to go to Broadway. And I was like, you know what? I'd rather sit in traffic with air conditioning than have to walk.
Than sit on New Jersey Transit where people smell.
So in turn, I kind of just suffered silently.
Was it the first time your kids have ever walked around New York?
Well, Ethan's been there a lot because, you know, we'll go to movies in the city.
Right.
Like for premieres.
Okay. Because I'm asking, like, basically, like, first time my dad ever brought me into New York, he kind of said to me, no matter what you see, no matter what anyone says, just keep looking forward and keep walking.
Okay.
Like, so, like, was anything, like, you know, street preachers and whatnot?
It is funny. You know, I'd gone into the city 2 weeks prior with my guy friends from here. We go and eat at a Brazilian steakhouse. We try and do it once every couple months.
Okay.
Just to eat, like, men, just nonstop meat.
Right. As you do.
And, you know, in order to do this, if you're going to eat just nothing but meat for a long period of time, you have to walk. So we purposely take the train.
Okay.
Walk to 47th. Okay. Eat and then walk back. The walking is key in the getting your body moving when you're eating like this. But when we walked last time, I knew I was taking the kids 2 weeks later to see Lion King. And I was like, you know what? I almost feel like I can't do this. Like, I don't know if I can walk them through this. I love New York.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I, like, my daughter's still little and my son's old enough to kind of understand things. I'm like, not quite sure.
It can be a little frightening.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, did you like take them into Times Square? Did you go to the Disney store in Times Square?
We did. It was crazy. Of course, Abby saw characters out and about. And she was like, oh my God, mommy, look. And
No.
Nope. Like, just
did
don't
you
worry
explain
about
to her that that's not the real Mickey in Times Square?
Yep.
Abby, look at it. Look at it for a second.
Well, my kids still, like, you know, it's like a silent thing in my house. The characters, like, you know, I'm pretty sure my kids know it's somebody in a suit.
Right.
But we don't ever talk about that. Which is funny. We actually just watched the... You ever seen The Modern Family where they go to Disneyland?
Yeah.
And the boyfriend is in the costume talking.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it's like, this is so funny. I'm like watching my daughter while we're watching it.
Okay. So ready to jump. So this is going to be an all news week, folks, because it's been 3 weeks buildup of news. So we really need to just get into news here. Right. All sound good with you?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So the news this week, as always, brought to you by Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you, and compiled off Passholder.club, the Disney Universal SeaWorld Orlando area theme park news site, Passholder.club, updated daily. Jamie just moved, and I've been dealing with Uber, so the site's been a little lax for the last week, but I'm going to get back into it this week. All right, so no worldwide news this week, and that is the only Disney category that has nothing in it this week.
Okay.
So Disney Springs, a new bus loop has opened up for Disney Springs. Now, what does this mean for you, Peter Mandel? Nothing.
Probably nothing. I'm
probably
not there.
Nothing. Yeah, you're not going. But no, they've done something interesting over in the area by Disney Springs that I actually think... If they bring this around to like everywhere on Disney property, it'd be awesome. I don't know logistically if I want them to do it though, because it would mean massive road construction all over Disney property.
Okay, and tell me about it.
So they have built in the center of the Disney Highway, like right outside Typhoon Lagoon and Disney Springs, a bus only lane. It's a red lane in the middle of the road just for Disney buses.
Okay.
So Disney buses can now avoid all the traffic.
I kind of like
that. And just kind of like take their own path. I love it. I think it's a phenomenal idea. I think it should be everywhere because the buses are... I mean, I've heard from more than a few people that lately the buses have been a bit of a nightmare.
Okay.
Like hour waits for buses and like it takes forever. Girlfriend X had many a reservation that she was late to because the bus system was working so slowly. Finally, she got to the point where like when I wasn't around, she was just taking Uber. So, she was there with Sister X.
Did you make her, link up the Uber when she was in your car?
Oh, yeah. She paid every time that I drove.
Yeah. No. Okay. I was making sure.
I'm kidding. But, yeah. So, the bus loop is over. So, now they've also opened up a new bus stop. So, now, usually when you were dropped off via the bus stop at Disney Springs, you were dropped off over kind of by, where World of Disney is.
Yep.
I think. Now you're dropped off right in the center. So it's between the Orange Garage and the Lime Garage. It's right by the town center area. So you're kind of dropped off right in the middle of all the new stuff.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yep. Completely different place. And it's new. You know, it's new. It's nice. It's a bus stop, but still. It kind of reminds me of the Magic Kingdom bus stop, the way it's laid out.
Okay.
But, it looks really, really good. I'm a fan. So guest relations has also moved in Disney Springs. So guest relations formerly was over again by World of Disney. It was just kind of like a little,
kiosk, right?
Not a kiosk. It was kind of like just this little side door, like in between, like over by, I don't even remember like where like the caricature artist is, kind of over by the co-op. It was like a little side door and just like a one tiny little counter. That you can walk up to. Now it is its own freestanding building in the middle of town center with rocking chairs outside. It's actually really nice.
Is that because they have that much need for guest relations?
You know what? I feel like the guest relations at Disney Springs is the way to go if you have to visit guest relations for something, because it's less crowded than visiting it at, say, Magic Kingdom. Even Hollywood Studios just has that window, and then they have that one inside the park. Epcot's got the one all the way off to the side. There's more room at Disney Springs and not as many people that are going there to go to guest relations. So I would say that's a pretty cool little tip for you guys. If you need to go to guest relations for something, like let's say you got to renew an annual pass or you got to figure out something with tickets. If you can get to Disney Springs, that maybe that first day, if you're not hitting a park, go to Disney Springs, enjoy Town Center, take care of all your guest relations business then and there, and then, you know, move on to everything else. So you're not taking up precious park hours with guest relations nonsense.
That's not a bad tip.
Yeah. It's a really cool building, too. It's right by Deluxe Burger. And like I said, there's all these rocking chairs outside on like this porch area. And you can just sit and rock in the rocking chair. Not to be confused with the rocking chairs outside Hall of Presidents, but I've heard that those are spoken for. Anyway.
Now, does guest relations smell like meat due to its proximity?
Sometimes. I was made to look like a liar last week because, like, late at night, like when Deluxe Burger is hopping, like when there's a line out the door and, like, around the corner, the right. area smells like meat. When Deluxe Burger is closing down for the night, it doesn't smell like as much meat because they're not cooking up as much meat.
Right.
So, but yeah, by proximity, the guest relations would kind of smell like meat.
Okay.
I mean, which just makes it so much better. Resort news. We have two pool closures over at Caribbean Beach Resort that are closed for temporary refurbishment. They are the quiet pools at Martinique and Trinidad South. The Trinidad South pool was the one that I used to swim in when I stayed there.
Interesting.
Because I stayed at Trinidad North. The Trinidad North pool will reopen on June the 11th in just 5 days. And the Martinique pool will be closed until July 2nd when it will reopen to guests. Also in resort news, Peter Mandel, I stayed at Pop Century last week.
And?
I really dug this resort. First of all, let me tell you, you know, I went to the 50s pool because I stayed in the 50s location.
Right.
Really, really dug it. They got, like, that whole bowling alley motif thing kind of going on.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Really neat. Good-sized pool. Nice area to lay out. I like the way that the resort is laid out. The room was spacious. You get the one sink, but that's fine. I don't need two sinks. The thing I really liked was the food court.
I've heard good things about that.
Have you ever looked at the menu for the Pop Century food court?
No.
I had a Reuben Stromboli there.
Who's that?
It's not a person. It's a food item. It's a Stromboli, like, you know what a Stromboli is, right?
It's like a
long calzone. So I had a Stromboli, but inside the Stromboli was corned beef, Thousand Island dressing, and sauerkraut.
Okay.
So it was a Reuben inside of a Stromboli. I really enjoyed it.
Was there cheese involved?
No cheese involved.
Oh, nice.
Actually, you know what? There might be Swiss cheese inside of it.
Oh.
They, however, also have the picnic burger from Sci-Fi.
Okay.
The burger with the hot dog on it. I didn't get it, so I'm not sure if it's like an actual, like, good burger or if it's like the little patty with a little hot dog on it. But, you know, hopefully I'll be able to report on that soon. Art of Animation, also amazing food court. And I got to tour around Art of Animation a little bit with Girlfriend X. We just kind of, like, walked around there and just looked at how amazingly themed Art of Animation is. I love it.
I know. Ethan wants to go there.
Oh, it's so cool. Like, you guys should go and stay in, like, the Lion King area.
He wants to.
Yeah. That Lion King area is no joke. It doesn't have a pool, but it's awesome.
Yeah. I don't think Heather would be all right with it.
I feel... Why?
I am. She's not, like, she likes to usually do, like, moderate.
Yeah, but I feel like that's kind of a, it's as nice as a moderate there, I feel.
Is
like.
It?
I feel like it is. I haven't seen, like, the inside of the rooms, but I've seen pictures of, like, the family suites, and they look pretty cool. The Nemo pool is so awesomely themed. The Little Mermaid pool could use a little bit more theming for my taste, but everything else is themed pretty well.
Right.
Okay, so water park news. So preferred parking is coming to the water parks. So preferred parking is $15 on top of the usual $20. It gets you parking closer to the park. You also get a bottle of... Everyone gets a bottle of water when they get out of the car.
Wait, so preferred parking's $35?
$35. And wow. Nobody does it. Like, when you drive by the preferred parking area, it's a ghost town.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's, as an Uber driver, like, for DHS, like, I have to pull up to, like, just beyond preferred parking to pick people up, because that's the pickup area. Each park has a designated pickup area. So if you're taking Uber, like, Magic Kingdom, it's at the TTC before you get on the, like, before the monorail, on the parking lot side. Epcot, it's like before the parking lot. It's like off on it's like this own little cul-de-sac. In Hollywood Studios, it's actually the first row of the parking lot, like right before the preferred parking. And at Animal Kingdom, it's right out front, where you're about to walk in. But at DHS the other day, I had to pick someone up in like the morning, or drop someone off in the morning, and I literally had to tell four different people that I was dropping someone off before they would let me anywhere near the preferred parking spaces.
That's crazy. I always wondered how that works.
Yeah. It was like literally like up, dropping off. Oh, okay, up that way. I would roll up like 20 feet and then I'd have to be like, up, dropping off. Oh, okay, yeah, right up that way. 4 times. So they're pretty serious about not letting you sneak in. Also in water park news. Okay, so this is something that if you are a water park person, Peter Mandel, this does not affect you in any way, shape, or form. Feel free to tune out, watch the Mets game, do whatever you have to do.
Mets
are there's new bus routes for the water parks, and it makes me scratch my head a little bit.
Okay, why?
Because you can't really take a bus from your resort to a water park anymore.
Is that true?
That's true. So for Typhoon Lagoon, before 1 p.m., you have to get on a Disney Springs bus, okay? And the Disney Springs bus will stop at Typhoon Lagoon on the way. After 1 p.m., you have to get on a Disney Springs bus, and it might stop at Typhoon Lagoon, but chances are it's not going to, and you have to switch buses at Disney Springs.
Okay.
To go to Blizzard Beach anytime, you have to take a bus from your resort to Animal Kingdom and switch buses. Again, the bus system is getting a little out of control.
Right.
I have no confirmation of this. This is just me kind of like throwing it out in the air. I feel like there's been cutbacks on bus hours, like bus drivers and whatnot. I feel like they're slimming that down a little bit. And I feel like that's like the one area where like you can't cut. Like you can't make Disney travel so inconvenient that people have to then pay for travel.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even like they're paying Disney for it, you
know?
And
I mean, you know, and that's why they say, like, Disney always tells you to plan, like, leave 2 hours before wherever you want to get to.
Right.
I've always been like, oh, the 2 hours, that's, you know, that's conservative. But now I'm like, oh, no, 2 hours, yeah. It's a bit much.
Listen, I told you, it has hindered my planning in the sense of, you know, everyone's like, oh, why don't you go to this hotel and go to dinner and go to this hotel? And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to go back to your room, you know, relax for a minute, get changed, and then get a bus to try. It just sometimes is a little much.
I mean, you can Uber pretty much anywhere on Disney property for under $10.
Really?
Yeah. And if it's over $10, it's not over by much. If you're a large fit, like Uber X can hold 4 people. Okay. So if it's just like you, the kids, and Heather, you guys can take an Uber X, and that's fine. Uber XL is like the SUVs. Those cost a little bit more. Even then, I think you're probably still looking at under 15.
If I wanted to? I love that this show's just turned into an Uber show, but what if I wanted to go from Disney to Universal?
You can do that's like primarily what I do.
And how much do you think it is?
It's under 20. I know that.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, it depends also like where on Disney property you're going from, or if you're going from an off-property hotel. But I pick up people a lot over there, and usually it's probably somewhere between 15 and 20 to go to Universal, which if you took a, you know, and, but you know what, like, I know you're saying it's like turning into the Uber show, but this is actually like the questions that I've been getting from listeners, this is mostly what the questions that I've been getting lately.
Right.
Because I honestly, like, even if I didn't work, even if I wasn't driving for them, I would think that it was, you know, a good thing to do.
Right.
Okay, so Magic Kingdom news, sponsored by the Wisdom of Walt. Apply the Wisdom of Walt to your daily life with this book by Jeffrey Barnes, available in in print, ebook, and audio formats. Visit thewisdomofwalt.com today. Okay, so Tony's Town Square Restaurant is now offering a lunch package that comes with a preferred viewing location for the Main Street Electrical Parade.
Okay.
So it's a fixed price of $45 for an adult or $17 for a child ages 3 to 9. You get a 3-course lunch, your choice of appetizer, entree, and dessert, plus a non-alcoholic beverage. Of course, it's Magic Kingdom. And also, you can use the Disney Dining Plan for 1 credit with this.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, it gets you into the Main Street, like right there on Main Street by the flagpole, like that viewing location for the Main Street Electrical Parade, which is actually the beginning of the parade route. So you're getting like everybody when they're at their freshest.
Right.
I honestly think that one might be slightly worth it if you are a big fan of the Main Street Electrical Parade. If it was if it was the Spectrum Magic package, I'd be like, yeah, totally worth it. But I had to sit through many a Main Street Electrical Parade recently.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Yeah, a couple different. Like, I've had to watch it like 3 times in the last month.
Okay.
but it's fine. I went Facebook Live with it, actually, in our group, which is facebook.com/group/2menandthemouse. You can watch along with some Disney adventures there and, you know, chat about it with friends. But yeah, so what do you think about this? So clearly this is not your fast pass viewing location for Main Street Electrical Parade anymore.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah, and like, of all the restaurants to offer this from, Tony's Town Square, I guess maybe they're trying to beef up that restaurant a
little bit. Well, yeah, of course. That's what, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. People ask me, like passengers and stuff ask, and listeners ask me all the time, like, oh, we're going to Magic Kingdom. Where should we eat? Tony's never comes out of my mouth, and I always forget that it's there.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm same thing. I never recommend it.
I mean, I never even tell them be our guest either, because I'm like, you're never getting in, so I'm not going to, like,
right.
You know, and yeah, I mean, I usually, you know, where I direct them is either to Columbia Harbor House or to Friar's Nook for that pot roast mac and cheese. You know me, I'm all about the mac and cheese.
Like, yeah, you love that.
Like, I am the Disney mac and cheese guru at this point. Like, I've sold more macaroni and cheese to people for Disney than the people that work at the Friar's Nook.
I believe that.
Okay, advanced dining reservations, speaking of food, are now open for the Skipper Canteen, another restaurant that I never refer people to, mostly because the food is gross. But yeah, so ADRs are now open. They have made some menu changes. I believe they have a new kids menu, which provides some more kid-friendly items.
I'm going to try that next time I go.
Are you really?
Yeah, why not?
Because I've told you it's bad.
Yeah, I know, but honestly, I'm not probably going to the World for a while. And I could probably, like, bang out a lunch there, right?
Yeah, probably. Hey, you know, I've been hearing rumors of more menu changes coming, so it might be safe by the time you go. But
right.
I, who knows? You might enjoy it. I don't like a lot of the things that they have there. It's a Small World is closing for a refurbishment coming up this August. Actually, it's going to be closed for a few weeks, August 22nd, reopening to guests on September the 16th. Now, if you went during the summer, Small World's closed. Is it, like, end of the world for you?
Not end of the world, but I wouldn't be thrilled.
Like you'd be, like, not happy at all about that, I can imagine.
Yeah, I like Small World a lot.
Yeah. So, from a closure to a refurbishment, Peter Mandel, Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair is opening on June 17th. Now, you know what that is, right? That is the new castle show that's replacing Dream Along with Mickey, which is going to feature Mickey, Donald, Goofy, and Minnie, as well as Rapunzel and Tiana, along with Flynn and Naveen. Plus, like, there's going to be, like, a whole, like, the Snuggly Duckling people, the, you know, the New Orleans Jazz people. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for that. June 17th is going to be a very busy day in my life.
Okay, why?
You'll find out as we continue to go through the news. But yeah, it's I'm excited for a new castle show because Dream Along with Mickey, while I loved it, was around for 10 years.
Yeah, it's been here forever, right?
Yeah, like you're definitely going to stop and watch it next time, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't make a point of like timing it out, but like when we see it. Because, you know,
but it's a new show. Like, you know, I mean, at this point, you could probably do Dream Along with Mickey in your sleep.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So, okay, so moving along. Okay, so from a closure to an opening back to a closure. It's the closure sandwich. So, or maybe the opening sandwich, because the opening is in the middle. The opening is like where the peanut butter goes. You don't call it a bread sandwich. The closures are the bread and the opening is like the meat.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, we're on the same page. Okay, so the Swiss Family Treehouse is closing for 2 months this summer.
Wow,
July 6th to September 25th. I know, trip ruiner, right?
I've actually grown fond of that of recent.
Okay, so here, I'm going to tell you a little bit. So when Girlfriend X was here the first day, I met up with her and Sister X, and the first thing we did was Tom Sawyer Island, actually.
Okay, and then you were like, oh, this is okay.
No, you know what? I dig Tom Sawyer Island. I feel like Tom Sawyer Island is a great place to go in the middle of the day when it's super hot and you need to get away from the crowds for a little bit because there's nobody over there and it's shady. There's places to sit. Like if you were to bring a picnic lunch into Magic Kingdom, I would say Tom Sawyer Island is where you take it.
Can you bring a picnic lunch into Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, you can bring food.
Oh yeah, nice.
If you want to bring sandwiches and a couple of sodas and a couple of water bottles, yeah, they don't, you know, bother you with that. I see families bringing coolers in all the time. Usually they put them in like the bottom of their stroller or something like that. But yeah, hop that raft, go over to Tom Sawyer Island. There are picnic tables you can explore. There's like caves to explore. There's like a bridge. Yeah. You ever see people jumping on those that bridge with the barrels while you're waiting in line for Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, it's like that thing's a workout. Did you cross all the bridges and everything?
I did. Yeah, like it was funny. They were just closing it down, and girlfriend X's sister was like, she wanted to like explore the whole thing, and she kept like wandering off. But like the caves were really cool, and I really liked it a lot. And if you've read Huckleberry Finn, and
right.
You know who hasn't been forced to read Huckleberry Finn, you weren't. You didn't read that in school?
I don't think so.
We read it in school. I hated every second of it. But I mean, if you've read it and you know the story of Tom and Huck, you know there's things that you'll pick up,
right?
Like the whitewashed fence and you know things like that. Okay, so that does it for. Oh, and the other thing was Swiss Family Treehouse. I did that for the first time.
First time.
Yeah.
Now, why is that closing for 2 months?
Hopefully, to tear it down.
I like the treehouse.
Oh, Pete, it's awful.
I'm going to tell you, I like the treehouse a lot. I don't necessarily love the other guests inside of the treehouse.
Like if it was your treehouse and you lived in it with your family by yourselves, like that would be okay?
I'll be honest with you. Most of the time that we've ever gone in that treehouse or the Tarzan treehouse, which is infinitely better in Disneyland.
I would love if it was a Tarzan treehouse, by the way, I would have loved it.
Yeah, it's really fun. We normally go first thing. Like, I'm not lying. Like, when we're walking into the park, we're like, oh, quick, let's just run up here for 10 minutes. And we will kind of walk around on our own. And it's wonderful. And, you know, the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse, I mean, you can get tons of great pictures, like aerial shots of the Magic Kingdom. There's some cool stuff you can do up there. But go later in the day, it's kind of, you know, not the same.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, and what kid knows what the Swiss Family Robinson is anymore?
Oh, that doesn't matter. Listen. It's the same premise as, you know, kids' favorite part of a Disney trip is the pool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, kids love that. It's like a giant treehouse they can run around in.
But you can't run around in it.
Oh, I've seen kids run around in it.
Well, I mean, when we went up, it was actually, like, super-duper crowded.
Right.
Like, people were, like you were, there were people in front of you and there were people behind you as you walked through.
That just sounds
and just looked at stuff.
Oh, that's like, no good.
Oh, here's a thing. Here's another thing. Oh, there's some things.
Right.
It was literally just like you were waiting. It felt like a giant queue for a ride that never let out into a ride.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if Star Tours was just you walk through the spaceport and then you leave.
I would still do it.
I would do it too because it's Star Wars. But this isn't Star Wars. It's Swiss Family Robinson. So yeah, I'm really not a fan.
Okay.
I feel like it is... I mean, it was cool to get that, like, when you're at the very tippy top, like, it's cool to get that unique view of the Magic Kingdom.
Right.
Because, like, I got a really cool view of, you know, Magic Kingdom, like, laid out before me.
So. Right.
Okay, so that does it for the Magic Kingdom news. We are going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with the rest of the news in just two shakes. So stick around. More Two Men and the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier and makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
He gave them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weigert autograph books.
Of course.
Well, Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weigert.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer. Folks, take the stress out of your life. Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse. How do you go from dreaming of a theme park to building one? Walt Disney laid the blueprint. Learn how he did it and how his wisdom can guide you toward achieving things that you dream of in The Wisdom of Walt, and put Walt to work for you. The experts told Walt Disney that it would never work. A giant theme park where parents and children could play together? Crazy. So Walt put all of his money into this crazy dream of his. He put his reputation on the line, and anyone else would have quit, discouraged and disillusioned. But Walt Disney built Disneyland. So how did he go from dreaming to doing? And how can you do the same, no matter what your goal? In The Wisdom of Walt, Professor Jeffrey Barnes distills Walt Disney's vision, his knowledge, and his methods into a series of actionable lessons. Through historical vignettes about Disneyland, as well as plentiful examples and exercises, Barnes creates a framework through which you can apply Walt's wisdom to improve your career, your company, and your life. In The Wisdom of Walt, you'll learn to listen to your Walter ego and start trusting yourself, go beyond the berm with the secrets of Disneyland success, make a Main Street impression on everyone you meet, and create e-ticket experiences that keep coming back for more. The Wisdom of Walt is available in four different modes: hardcover, paperback, ebook, and audiobook, and it has been the number one bestseller on Amazon in five different categories, including theme parks and personal success in business. To pick up your copy of The Wisdom of Walt today, go to Amazon.com or check out thewisdomofwalt.com. With The Wisdom of Walt, your success is just a dream away. Do you want to embrace the inner gourmet in your life? Do you tire of a life of hot dogs, ramen noodles, and Pop-Tarts? Do you long to wow your loved ones with homemade delicious meals and chuck that kid cuisine in the trash? Well, good thing we've got thecookinwookie.com. The Cookin' Wookie is a food and recipe blog designed to walk you through recipes that will dazzle your dinner table. Tim Elbing is our Wookie host, and he will take you on a culinary journey that will make you and all of your dinner guests thankful at your next Life Day feast. So let the Wookie win your loyalty, folks, and head over to thecookinwookie.com. That's thecookinwookie.com. Fire up your oven, and may the forks be with you.
Do you like the Disney parks? I do too. So does my little sister. That's why we started a podcast about them. Hi, I'm Dimitri Ravanis. The name of our show is The Extra Magic Hour. You can hear new episodes each and every Thursday here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can also find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Now, in addition to telling you what we love about the parks and doling out some news and tips, we'll do something a little different. We'll tell you what we hate about the parks, where the mouse can improve, and we'll do some fighting. Well, not fighting. We call it friendly debate. Things that Disney fans have been debating and arguing about forever and ever. You'll hear them played out in real time between a brother and a sister every Thursday right here on the White Dragon Podcast Network.
Hi there. This is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic work days to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives. So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Welcome back, folks, to this all-news episode of Two Men and the Mouse with Kevin and Pete here. And the second half of the show is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. For all your stroller and crib rental needs, check out KingdomStrollers.com, which will deliver right to your Disney resort. Okay, Pete, are you ready for some Epcot news?
Always. It's my favorite.
Always ready for some Epcot news. Epcot's new Disney Vacation Club lounge is now open. And that is okay. On the second floor of the Imagination Pavilion, and I'm dying to get inside.
Have you asked if you can go inside yet?
Yeah, they said no.
Oh.
Now, you need a DVC member with you to get in, so...
I thought maybe they would let you take pictures for the website or something.
Nope. They do not recognize passholder.club as media yet.
We need keyword about, there, yet.
We need about 8,000 more likes on Facebook, so if you haven't liked the Facebook page yet, and 7,999 of your closest friends also haven't, please go like it. It has been growing exponentially, though, Peter Mandel, I will say.
Well, that's good.
But anyway, yeah, so that's open. So if you're a DVC member or the friend of a DVC member, you can enjoy everything up there. So, like, video, there's, like, you know, refreshments and video games and, you know, things of the like. By the way, are you a Disney Infinity family?
We are.
How are you dealing with the fact that it's done?
I think it's fine. I mean, I think they did everything they could do, right?
You think you have enough?
Yeah. I mean... What was the 4.0 expansion going to be?
Very true. Very, very true. Okay, so there is a new breakfast menu at Sunshine Seasons in Epcot in the Land Pavilion.
Ooh, I like
right?
That.
Now, this affects you, Peter Mandel, because I know you have been known to partake in the breakfast of the Sunshine Seasons.
I do the breakfast there sometimes.
Yeah, so from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., they're serving breakfast, and they have a breakfast platter, which features eggs, bacon, sausage, potatoes, and cinnamon French toast bread pudding.
Okay, that sounds good.
Now, I have had the cinnamon French toast bread pudding. I had it over at Trail's End, and it is a revelation. Like, have you ever eaten the Ohana bread pudding, and you're like, I wonder what this would taste like if this bread were French toast?
All right.
It's that. You can't tell me that doesn't sound good to your ears.
It does sound good to me.
Are you a French toast guy?
Yes.
Okay. You struck me as a French toast guy.
I am, because, you know, I don't eat a lot of pancakes. I shouldn't say that, but pancakes are the common go-to.
Yeah.
So when I do get that French toast, if we go to a diner or something, it just makes me happy.
Yep. There's also a breakfast panini, which features pork, bacon, eggs, arugula, tomatoes, chorizo, pepper jack, mornay sauce, and a side.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, also good. You can buy the cinnamon French toast bread pudding with bacon on its own. Something called Bircher Muesli, Muesli. I don't know what it is. I mean, it could literally be the guy behind the counter punches you in the face and says, happy breakfast. I don't know.
I hope that's not it.
Could you imagine? You're like, yeah, I'll have that thing. Happy breakfast.
Would that be a meal credit?
That'll be two dining credits. That's a signature. the bruise that you have on your face now is a Disney signature.
It's your souvenir.
Here's an ice pack with Olaf's face on it. Oh, look what they gave me for free. So we have a new performing act in the Canada Pavilion.
What is it?
It's called Le Parfait. It's a circus troupe, and it is coming to the Canada Pavilion. It is a circus rock band, Peter Mandel.
Okay, that sounds...
Yeah, combining, you know, like rock music with juggling, acrobatics, balancing, and comedy.
Huh.
I am intrigued.
I'm going to let you tell me how it is.
I will tell you how it is. Because, I mean, listen, anything coming through the Canada Pavilion has got to come through me first.
Of course.
Because it's my home away. It's my home and native land.
Right.
Not actual Canada. The Canada Pavilion is my home and native land. I feel like I'm home there. Get some ketchup chips and some iced wine. Ate at Le Cellier while Girlfriend X was here.
Oh, and?
I mean, you know, that signature mushroom filet didn't quit.
So good.
Yeah. But we also had we also shared some poutine. We had the signature poutine, which is the truffles and the red wine reduction. And we also had the, it was like a Korean barbecue rib poutine. So, it was good. I really enjoyed it. And Girlfriend X and I split the iced wine flight there, which she didn't like, but I did. It's very sweet.
Okay.
Very cold and very sweet. Then we all split the Crown Royal flight as well, which, I mean, I'm always all for the Crown Royal flight, especially the Maple Crown Royal. My brother got the cheddar cheese soup, and we all dunked our pretzel bread sticks into his cheddar cheese soup. So, you know, I feel like at one point the cheddar cheese soup wasn't as goopy as it is now.
Having never had it, I can't really speak to that.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone else has ever, like, I feel like in 09, it was just, like, straight up, like, smooth, creamy cheddar soup, and now it's, like, it's got, like, other stuff in it now. I don't know what it is.
If somebody could give us a comparison of the 09 to the 11.
Yeah, to you know, to the 2016 version of the cheddar cheese soup.
Oh, yeah, sorry. 16, I forget what year it is.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I got your back, Jack. Okay, so Soarin' Over California has reopened. Did you see this?
I heard about this, yeah.
Yeah, so first of all, I'll go... So I was able to ride Soarin' Over California Memorial Day weekend. They have carpeted the queue area.
Oh.
Yeah. Why? I like it. Because, you know, I don't know, maybe people want to... You know, people are always waiting in that line. Maybe it's making it more comfortable for them to sit. I also think it's easier on the back to stand on carpeting than to stand on, you know, hard cement floor. And you are standing in there for a while. They have also, there is a third theater, but I don't believe it's opened yet. Here's the thing. They were having, like, I've been hearing reports of some massive issues with Soarin since it came back. Like, almost to the point where, like, maybe it shouldn't have come back. Like, people getting stuck up in the air. Like,
really?
Yeah, like, first time I tried to go down there and ride it, the power was out. Like, you went over, like, by that little desk area, and that entire section is just black. Like, the lights were completely out.
Oh, that's crazy.
According to, guest reports that I've been reading online, and what people have just told me, Memorial Day weekend for Soarin' was a nightmare.
Huh. Interesting.
I mean, that, you know, I don't have any inside info on that, but that's just what, like, what, I mean, I heard about, like, guests getting stuck up in the air on the thing, so. But when I wrote it, I will say, Peter Mandel, the new screens look fantastic.
Oh, good, yeah, because they weren't looking so good.
No, I mean, like, it was so nice to see Soarin' Over California with a clear, like, digital screen.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, I haven't seen the new theater yet, but I imagine it looks exactly the same as the other ones. Got to sit in the front row of Soarin', which is a must for me.
Right.
I'm all about the Soarin' front row.
Yeah, how could you not be?
No, like, I can't ride the second or third or whatever row. I don't want to be looking at Soarin' through people's feet. Like, no. Thank
you
very
much.
Well,
you could ride it, but...
What?
You could ride it.
No, front row or nothing.
So you wouldn't ride it if they moved you to a different row?
No, I'd ride it, but, you know, I wouldn't enjoy it. All right, well, I'd enjoy it, Peter Mandel, but I'd complain later.
Right.
A couple hours later, because it's Soarin'. I'd be, like, you know, engrossed with it. No, I really love Soarin' Over California, and I'm glad that they're giving people one last chance to ride it.
Yeah, and this switch that they're doing and the time frame between the switch leads you to believe that it will also come back at some point. Whether for special events or... Sure, I mean, the fact that they're going to be able to close the store in Over California and, you know, not that much longer open up the new one means that it's a switch that they can do.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I mean, clearly they can. So I think you're right about that. Like, I think it'd be interesting if, like, you can rent out, like, Soarin', like, after hours or something like that and be like, we want Soarin' Over California!
Well, I just think maybe for like a special event or something, they would do it. You know,
I've also heard that I've heard rumors that the queue is going to have new like interactive games. You know, like the standby queue.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't see it at all. Like the entire time that it's been back, every time I go over there, it's got over 100-minute wait. So
I believe that.
Yep, definitely need some interactive elements to that queue. Okay, moving along. The so Soarin' Over California has reopened, but Soarin' Over the World opens on June 17th.
Okay.
Now, I know what you're saying to yourself. June 17th, that date sounds familiar, almost like I heard it earlier in the show. You did, Peter Mandel. You did hear it earlier in the show.
I wasn't thinking that.
Yeah, because it's the same day that Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair opens.
Right.
So on the day of Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair, I have to go to Magic Kingdom in the morning to take pictures and video and Facebook Live Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair. And then I have to go to Epcot two rides Soarin' Over the World. Busy day.
Sounds like a good day.
It's a good day, but a busy day.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm psyched. Have you watched the video from Shanghai that people have put up yet?
Which one?
Of Soarin' Over the World.
No, I don't want to be. I
refuse.
Like
I will right. not watch it. I don't want to hear.
Oh, I won't see it until whenever I go.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about the. I don't want to hear the music. I don't want to see the sights. I don't even want to know if Patrick is back.
Right. I'm assuming he's not.
Soarin' to Dower. We are clear for takeoff. I like him. Patrick Warburton.
Right. Me too.
Joe Swanson. David Putty. Among other things. Okay, so Frozen Ever After has a has an opening date now as well.
Okay.
June the 21st, so it's coming up in just a few short weeks.
Wow, nice.
I'm very super excited about this. I could not score fast passes to it. It's pretty much the hottest ticket in town, so... but I'm excited. I will wait however long I have to wait. I'll make sure I go with people, and we will get on that ride. And I'll report back to you.
I can't wait because I think that's going
to
be cool.
I think it'll be cool too. I'm super excited to see what they're going to do with it.
Right.
I will say the Royal Summer House is also opening at the same time. So, and from what I can see over the wall, the Royal Summer House looks awesome. Because I will say I also had I tried for the first time what's called a troll horn at the bakery there.
Okay, what's that?
It is like a. Like a pastry cone that looks like a horn, like you'd find on a unicorn or a troll.
Okay.
And it's filled with like custard, like cream. And it's got like caramelized sugar on the outside of it. It's so good. And it's only like $3.50.
Wow. Which for Disney is saying something.
It's really saying something. You know, I had a chef from Epcot get in my car, for Uber like a week ago. He got in the car and I see, like I'm picking him up at the Epcot cast lot. And he's wearing a chef's outfit. And so immediately I'm like acting like Johnny Depp just got into my car. I'm like, oh my God, this guy makes Epcot food. This guy makes Epcot food. What does he make? What does he make? What does he make? What does he make? So I'm like, oh, so, you know, what do you do? He goes, I work in the bakery. I'm like, which bakery? He's like, oh yeah, we make all the pastries for World Showcase. And I was like, with all the sincerity that I would say to like Batman, like,
right.
Sir, thank you for the good work that you do. But apparently he does not. They do it for all of World Showcase with the exception of Norway. Norway has their own in-house bakery.
Okay.
So I learned that. But yeah, like it was super cool. That troll horn is not to be missed. I did not try the school bread yet, but I'm pretty sure that's also under $5.
Yeah, it wasn't expensive.
Yeah, did you try it?
I did. It was all right.
It was all right? Not sure you ever need one again?
Wasn't something that like changed my world, no.
You know, whenever I meet up with listeners in the park, one of them will always inevitably say, it's all right, not sure I ever need it again.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of like your catchphrase.
I mean, it's just the truth.
It's like, you know, Austin 316, you smell what the rock is cooking. Peter Mandel is, it's all right, not sure I ever need another.
Right.
Yeah.
Glad I tried it.
Yeah. Okay, so moving along. Animal Kingdom. I have some stuff to talk about with Animal Kingdom.
Okay.
But we'll get to that. We'll close with that. The Pengani Exploration Trail has returned to its original name. Peter Mandel has been renamed back to the original title of Gorilla Falls.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. I have not gone through it since the renaming. I actually haven't gone through it at all since I've been here. Like, typically, like, I can't get anyone to ever go in there with me. Like, we get off the safari, and I'm like, Pengani Exploration Trail is right there. Now Gorilla Falls is right there. And everyone's like, no, I'm tired. I'm like, you just sat for 20 minutes.
Right.
Like, come on.
It is a haul, though.
We can go look at some gorillas. But anyway, I digress. So Dinosaur is also going to be going through a massive refurb for over half of the summer. For going down July 25th, not reopening until September the 30th.
Huh.
That is a lengthy refurb for Dinosaur. I always scratch my head when they take down e-ticket attractions in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, me too. It always makes me wonder what's up with that. Like, wait, is there something going on? Is there something wrong?
Yeah, me too. Like, you can't just be scared. But then again, I mean, you can't schedule every single refurbishment for January or February.
No, but...
Because the entire park would be closed for...
How many e-ticket rides are there, you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, you can't close them all at the same time.
No, I know, but still. I mean, how many does Animal Kingdom have?
It's got Dinosaur, it's got Cali River Rapids, it's got Safari, it's got Everest. I'm probably missing one. No, I don't think I'm missing one. I think we're good. All right, so speaking of Animal Kingdom, so I got to experience nighttime Animal Kingdom.
Okay, tell me about it.
Okay, so I got to get in like a couple days before it opened. A friend of mine is an Animal Kingdom cast member, and she was going to the nighttime preview for cast, and I was allowed in with her as one of her guests. So I will say not everything was open. It actually was pretty limited for like what was available. I did not do Everest at night. I have not done that yet. But I've heard that Everest at night is a revelation. I love the way that they light Everest at night.
Okay.
It's lit so cool. Like, I really, really dig the way it's lit. I will say the lighting is very dim around Animal Kingdom at night.
That doesn't surprise me.
But it surprises me because Animal Kingdom is very uneven, you know, like walkways. The Tree of Life Awakening. Pete, this has got to be seen to be believed.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's ongoing. Like, it's not just like, oh, at 8 o'clock the Tree of Life comes to life. Like, it happens periodically. There's like four different shows that just kind of take place. And if you just stand there and stare at the tree, eventually, like, one of the animals will move on the tree.
I like that.
Like, a deer will stretch or something like that. So I got to see, like, the one... I forget what the one was called, but the one was actually called, like Disney's Animal Kingdom was, like, the name of the show. And it was, like, music from Disney movies, but not featuring cartoon characters. Like, it'll play Jungle Book music, but it will show actual animals in place of the Jungle Book characters. It'll play Lion King music, but you're seeing real lions. Pocahontas has a part in it too.
Okay.
Not as big as her part in Fantasmic, but you know, it's right there.
Well, it doesn't make as much sense as it does with Fantasmic.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the backbone of Fantasmic. If it wasn't for Pocahontas. What else? Oh, so the nighttime safari. I'm going to say something here, Pete, that's not going to be very popular.
All right.
I hated the nighttime safari.
Ah, bummer.
I hated it, Pete. It was like, and I hope they put more effort into it. I hope they fix it. But it's like, hey, remember all those animals that you love to see during the day? Well, here they are at night, and you can't see them.
Right.
Like, you can't really see it. And honestly, you know, I don't want them to light the heck out of the savannah. Like,
that, no, yeah, that's weird. Right,
yeah,
I agree.
Like, there was an elephant. We could kind of see it in the background. The hyenas look pretty cool, but, you know, you see them for 2 seconds, and they're just kind of chilling. I will say the one glaring thing is the LED sunset that they put in.
Awesome.
Awful.
Awful.
It looks, so, like, to the point where it looks cheap and gaudy, and like it should be on a Vegas strip and not in the middle of, like, it took me completely out of the moment. I mean, maybe they fixed it up in the meantime, but I don't know. Like, I really didn't like it.
Now the real question is, how is Dinosaur at night?
Dinosaur was not open during the preview.
Oh, see, that's messed up.
You want to know what's awesome at night? Cali River Rapids.
Oh, I believe that.
It was so cool at night.
Better be, like, warm enough though.
Yeah, no, it was. And you know, the first time we went on, it was just me and my friend, and so we went down Cali River Rapids, and it was like, it was literally just the two of us in a raft, like, so we sat on opposite ends, and I got through like completely dry, like completely unscathed. Like, when you get to that like area where like the timber is, like the timber field,
yep,
at night with the smoke and the lights, it is so neat. And like, when you go up that initial like incline, you can, like, it's just awesome. Like, I can't get over how awesome it was.
That sounds cool.
And the second time we went on it, I got nailed in the face with a water like squirt. So
didn't stay dry.
Nope. Cause we ended up going on with our other friend and my friend, and we went on with two of our other friends, and, yeah, we got wrecked. So yeah, I mean, that's nighttime Animal Kingdom. I have not seen the Jungle Book show yet. They were not doing it yet at the cast preview. They were, however, testing some of the Rivers of Light effects. The water screens there are so unbelievably cool.
I imagine that would be awesome.
Like, it's not just like the the water screen that like almost like shell shaped that comes up for Fantasmic, it's like a giant arcing spout in the air, and you see these animals like moving along them. Like, it looks so neat. However, I'm not hearing good things about the Jungle Book show.
Okay.
I'm hearing a lot of negativity, but I haven't, like I said, I haven't seen it yet. I the one thing that I'm hearing from a lot of people is that it seems like a show that was put together really hastily when
it
was clear that Rivers of Light was not going to open on time, which is what, exactly what it was.
Right.
Not that this is a normal thing, but I have to tell you, the cast preview was interesting. They didn't have it. They weren't selling any food. They weren't even selling bottles of water that I could see. But they were giving away Mickey bars.
Oh, that's cool.
I had 6 Mickey bars, Pete.
Oh, that must be good for you.
Like, the second one, I took 2 bites of it and threw it away just because I could.
That's awesome.
Actually, I took 2 bites of it and threw it away because I started to feel sick. But, and like, we'd go up for, like, my friends would go for more Mickey bars, and I'd be like, guys, I'm going to sit this one out. And then we'd get to, like, the woman, and she'd be like, Mickey bar? And I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, Mickey bar.
We had so many Mickey bars. They were giving out the Mickey bars and those, like, strawberry, like, frozen strawberry bars.
Oh, that sounds even better.
Yeah, I didn't have those. Yeah. I was just like, give me all the Mickey bars you have. Wait a minute. What you may have just heard is give me a lot of Mickey bars.
Right.
What I said was give me all the Mickey bars you have.
Right.
But to which I'm like, apparently, like, that's the thing. Like, when they do cast member events, I guess there's always, like, free Mickey bars. And I'm like, what are Mickey bars made out of that they're so cheap that you can just give them away?
Well, they must make a bazillion of them.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, so no matter how many people were at this event, it couldn't have that many.
And I think at like that late night magic thing that they're never going to do again, I'm pretty sure they had free Mickey bars there as well.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so that does it for Animal Kingdom. You ready to move on to the Disney's Hollywood Studios news?
Yeah.
That, as always, is sponsored by thecookinwookie.com. For all your recipe needs, check out thecookinwookie.com. So preferred parking is now available at Disney's Hollywood Studios, as I alluded to earlier in the show. Again, $15, more than the usual $20.
Wow.
$35, you can park close. Never mind the fact that you could park far away and there's a tram that will take you to the front of the park. If you really need to park close and get a bottle of water for your trouble, then $15, little man, put that in my hand. Little Jay and Silent Bob for you. Sorry, I'll never do that again.
funny.
Muppet Vision. There's some new items in the queue area for Muppet Vision.
Ooh, like what?
Kermit's tuxedo, like, okay. Professionally behind glass and lit, like... So that's there. They now have a LED, not LED, but like a digital screen that looks like a marquee, and it goes through different like Muppet movie like movie posters.
Okay.
Like different variations on like High School Mayhem instead of High School Musical, and it's the Electric Mayhem on like a High School Musical poster.
Right. Where
it was like Pirates of the Amphibian, and it was Kermit as Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
So like they cycle through those. That's really cool. And like Miss Piggy, they have like a vanity set up from Miss Piggy that has like a picture of Kermit on it and like lipstick writing on it. Really cool stuff. Just like little tiny things that they've added into an already really impressive pre-show area. I'm really a fan. It is also closing for refurbishment August 15th to the 22nd. So the other big news about Muppet Vision. This is a Muppet Vision heavy segment this week. It has now been confirmed by permits filed by Disney that Toy Story Midway Mania, or not, that Toy Story's Pizza Planet will be changing over to Pizza Rizzo, a Muppet-themed pizza restaurant. Confirmed.
I know. Are you excited?
Yeah, Disney hasn't like officially been like, this is what we're doing, but the permits are public record. Passholder.club got a copy of the permit. And we saw it's for Pizza Rizzo. It's going to be themed to Rizzo the Rat. I'm super duper thrilled for this. Like, I can't wait.
Right. How could you not be?
I've been hearing rumors of it coming out in the fall, so we shall see. I will be there day one, and I will eat awful Florida pizza for this.
It might be good. Maybe it's like Pizza Planet.
Was Pizza Planet any good?
I liked our pizza. I thought it was okay.
But you hate pizza. It's everything that you hate.
I know, it's true. Weird, right?
Yeah, like it's nothing but cheese. All right. Also, the third track has been opened at Toy Story Midway Mania. The day that it opened, for quite a while, they were boasting 15 to 30 minute waits.
Wow.
I mean, that's a game changer, an entirely new third
track. It really could be, huh?
Yeah, I mean, during Memorial Day weekend, obviously, those times went up, but... Okay, so, all right, so Star Wars, A Galactic Spectacular, has an opening date, the new fireworks show that's going to feature, projections lighting up the Chinese theater. It's going to be June 17th, Peter Mandel.
Wow.
Now, that might be, you might be like, June 17th? I feel like I've heard that twice before today. Yes, it is the same day as Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair and the same day as Soarin' Over the World. So, on this day, Kevin will go to Magic Kingdom in the morning for Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair. Then he will go to Epcot to ride Soarin' Over the World and then close out the day at Hollywood Studios for Star Wars, A Galactic Spectacular.
Really?
Yes. All of these are opening on the same day.
But you're going to do that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Why not?
It just sounds like a lot.
You don't think I can do it? Is that a challenge?
Maybe, yeah.
Challenge accepted, Peter Mandel. Challenge Good. Accepted. And that's it for this week, Pete. That's the news. That's 3 weeks of news we caught up on.
Wow, that's a lot of news.
That's a lot of news, right? Like, the only thing missing was some worldwide news. If we had worldwide news, I could put a star on the calendar because, hey, we had every you know, category this week. But we didn't. Universal. I've heard rumor that the walls at Kong Skull Island have come down. And at SeaWorld, they've been testing the Mako. So those are two big attractions that are coming soon. Also, I've been hearing rumblings from Universal that there's going to be some Harry Potter Christmas time stuff going on this year. Such as, we've talked about the Yule Ball before, but I'm also hearing now they're going to do some kind of Celebrate the Magic type show on Hogwarts Castle.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yep. So there you have it. I also saw you could see the skeleton of what's going to become Volcano Bay, the new water park from Universal.
Right.
Taking place. You could see it right from I-4. So they have the giant metal skeleton of what's going to be the volcano. So, yeah, and that's pretty much everything that's going on.
That is some good stuff.
Yep. All right. So you about ready to get out of here for this week?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about? Anything else you want to bring up?
I don't know. No, I was glad to just absorb all the news.
Nothing pressing on your mind this week?
Nope.
What's going on in that head of yours, Peter Mandel? Inquiring minds want to know.
Really?
Yeah. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. My inquiring mind wants to know.
Oh, well, you could just text me whenever you want.
That's true. X-Men was terrible.
It was bad. Yeah.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for 2 Men and the Mouse this week. Thank you so much for joining us. We're glad to be back. We're sorry we were gone for 2 weeks. Circumstances out of our control, but we are back and better than ever. 2 Men and the Mouse coming at you every single Tuesday for 2 Men Tuesday. Please check us out on social media. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/2menandthemouse. We're on Twitter at 2Men and the Mouse and Instagram as White Dragon PN. We're also the White Dragon Podcast Numbers on Twitter at White Dragon PN. I am also on Twitter at Kevin J. Kessler, where you can follow news about my book, Ross and Auntie. You can also follow the White Dragon Podcast Network on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network. And check out WhiteDragonPodcastNetwork.com. Newly updated and back in business. Okay, so if you want your questions answered on the show, we have to do a questions with Dave episode coming up soon.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Please send us an email to questions@2menandthemouse.com. Folks, if you like the show, please do us the honor of sharing it. Talk it up, tweet it out, put it on your Facebook wall. Give us a rating and review in iTunes. Every little bit helps us tremendously, and it's only through your kind words that this show will continue to grow. Folks, if you love Peter Mandel and his great comic book store, Rogue Comics in Cranford, New Jersey, look him up. Check it out at 105 North Union Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey, 07016. Or you can check out roguecomics.com, where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store. If you are planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise, Adventures by Disney, any Disney resort throughout the known world, or Aulani out in Hawaii, please look up our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney or Universal Studios vacation for you at no additional cost to you. And also, please, folks, if you are going to be checking out any rentals for strollers or cribs while you are in Walt Disney World, please check out our good friends at Kingdom Strollers. You can check them out at kingdomstrollers.com. Best prices around, and they will deliver it right to your resort. And if you want to apply the wisdom of Walt to your daily life, check out The Wisdom of Walt by Jeffrey Barnes, the book exploring how Walt Disney created Disneyland and how you can apply those lessons to your daily life. Check it out at thewisdomofwalt.com and wow your dinner guests with thecookinwookie.com. That's thecookinwookie.com. And for me, folks, please check out Ross and Auntie. You can find it in paperback and ebook formats on Amazon. You can also find the ebook on Barnes & Noble, Nook, iBooks, and other great ebook retailers. If you want a signed copy, please send a message to my Facebook page, facebook.com/KevinJKesslerAuthor, and I can get one out to you. It's the same price as if you bought it on Amazon. It just comes directly. It takes a little bit longer. It comes from me, and it's signed. Okay, so thank you so much for joining us again this and every week. Pete, any closing words?
No, I had a good time tonight.
I had a good time tonight, too. I'm glad to be back. I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too, Kevin.
Thanks, buddy. Please, folks, keep the magic alive every day of your lives. We will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow just a dream away.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. Thank you for traveling with us.